Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Photographic Memory Podcast. I'm excited to welcome Dr. Shannon Panza. Dr. Shannon, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. Guess what? It's raining.
It's raining. I can't tell. Your big house with all these books, so you must have something up your sleeve today for the topic today, for sure.
Oh, we sure do. We're going to be talking about something near and dear to your heart and as deep as life can go itself, and that is consciousness.
Exactly. We're going to go into that, but first we got to let everyone know that Dr. Shannon's a photographic memory expert, a brain management expert, and also he does mentoring. So visit him at zuxpro.com and go ahead and purchase the course and learn about Dr. Shannon and purchase all his books. Check all these things out, because if you've gone to this episode in the podcast, you've gone very far in the future of where we're going. So let's kind of just jump into quickly, and I'm bringing up consciousness of the world, but I'm holding the book up right now. Can't show it because of the good old Zoom screen. They have to create that so the authors can see it. And it's consciousness is self-awareness. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And define consciousness for me really quick before we get right into the whole part of it.
Well, define consciousness. Well, that is really, it is a very unusual topic because it's actually different for every person. Whenever we start dealing with consciousness, I recommend that each person finds out what consciousness means to them. Now, there's a lot of agendas out there. There's a lot of organizations that will give you their rendition of what consciousness is. There's a lot of organizations that will teach you their way of thinking about consciousness. I don't believe in that. I believe in a person being able to make their own decisions, their own guidance system when it comes to consciousness. And that's what this book is all about. This is a book that is very different from all the other books out there on consciousness. This is a book that is actually a study guide, how to embrace your own version of consciousness. And it takes a person from the layman or the person that has been studying it for years and years and years and gives them a whole new set of parameters that they can go with in order to start dealing with consciousness. Now, as you know, by your own experience, Neil, whenever I start introducing people to consciousness, is it something that's going to stimulate your mind?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it going to make you think?
It's going to make me think.
Right. That's what I want to achieve. I want to achieve in all the people that read this book or photograph the book, I want to give them the opportunity to learn how they think about things. This is something that is totally missed in the education system. It's totally missed in the world today. You have secular areas that do talk about consciousness, and you hear a lot about consciousness, but what really is consciousness? Well, again, this is something that is specific to you. I do this without agendas. My agenda is to teach you how to think for yourself. Very similar to everything that I teach you to do. Exactly. In whichever way I'm doing it. Whether it be Zoxpro, whether it be the mentoring, I teach you to think for yourself. And again, this book is right down that alley, how to think for yourself. Now, you need to think for yourself in consciousness because you need to come from your own truth. If you're not coming from your own truth, consciousness and how you really are not going to coincide. So again, there's all these different agendas out there that are going to teach you all different forms of consciousness. You still need to decide upon what consciousness is for yourself.
And that's huge, because what consciousness for yourself is important. And once you figure that out, you're able to control your mind more and control your daily life, right?
Right. I mean, look, one of the biggest questions that most people actually come to grips with, whether or not they actually have the tools to find out the answer to this question or not, is why am I here? What am I supposed to do while I'm here? And this is actually the beginning point to what consciousness should be for you. If you have a grip of what consciousness means to you, then you start to understand why you are here and why you're supposed to be doing the things that you're doing.
Developing that purpose is important.
Right. If you have no understanding of consciousness, you can't answer that question because you simply don't know why you're here. You're floundering. You're out there in Never Never Land. Okay. You're not going to do too well.
So what is the holographic universe and how do I influence it?
Okay. The holographic universe, every individual has their own paradigm. The paradigm is literally the box that you live in. It's your belief systems, it's your limitations, it's your fears. All the things that limit you in life are based upon your paradigm. Now, your paradigm, yes, it'll shrink mostly throughout your life where your box gets smaller and smaller. This is your operating space. There are ways to push that back, which I explore and such. But in this case here, we're just talking about the paradigm in general. Now, your paradigm is actually your personal holographic universe. It is your universe. Now, that means that you can change things within your universe. You can actually get involved with influencing your universe to change for you. This even includes time travel. You can do things things that are outside of your normal parameters. Go ahead.
Time travel can happen.
Yes. Yes.
Now, so you're from 2022. I mean, 2127 then. Dr. Shannon.
Maybe. Let's put it in these terms. Let's see what inhibits your issues regarding time travel. As soon as you overlay your holographic universe with another person's holographic universe, which they have influence over, suddenly Now you're causing a problem because you're no longer in agreement. This is like ripples in the pond. Whenever you are the only stone in the pond, you have your ripple and you have that ripple effect. Likewise, you control that ripple effect. It actually is perceivable of what you are having happen. Whereas once you get another person in there, there's a second stone in the pond. And now the ripples do different things. You can't always assume that the ripples are going to carry forward like they're meant to. In some cases, the height of the ripple will remain the same. In other cases, the ripple will cancel out. And in other cases, the ripple will actually be higher because it's accumulated an effect. Right. So you have all these different aspects, and that's just with two people. You get a third person in there. Let's say you get 7 billion people in that pond.
You can't control 7 billion people then.
That's where your personal holographic universe, even though you can control your personal holographic universe, you can do that. But once you start getting more than one person there, and that's no longer your personal holographic universe. That's the global holographic universe. And then it basically levels out all the.
So the only thing you can control is really one circumstance of one of your universe, not everyone else's universe.
Right. But by controlling that one and learning how to manipulate your own universe for yourself within the confines of that, you can then make tremendous changes to yourself. Yes, it does sound extraordinary. It does sound unusual, but that's the truth of it. That's the nature of the holographic universe. How that's reflected in the outside world Well, that's another thing altogether again, because you're going to have the changes that you make to yourself will have repercussions once you embark upon going out into the world with your new holographic universe. You go out in the world, you meet other people that you already know, and they're more likely to tell you to get back in your box, that you've made too much dynamic change too quickly. These are all right. things that a person experiences. If you're hell bent to make all kind of positive changes in your life,
right.
there'll be a heap of people telling you, go back the way you were.
Exactly.
Because that's the way we have come accustomed to you being. And that's their paradigm.
So they can control their paradigm. So amazing stuff. You're offering right now to our listeners and viewers, consciousness is self-awareness, an exercise in self-discovery, to download the first chapter of the book right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. And on this video, we'll actually have the link there for you so that you can type the link in. I will also make sure that the link will be following the video itself so that you can click on the link and that'll get you to it. You can download the first chapter of the book for free. So I guess you could say you can read the first chapter for free before you buy the book.
Then buy the book. Exactly. So they can go where to buy the book, to go ahead with the chapter. It'll be in the link, but they need to go zuxpro.com right now if they want to go and start learning mental photography today, right?
For mental photography, go to zuxpro.com to get more information about this book. You can actually go to brainmanagement.com, and there's a link at the bottom of the page that has the book on it. And you just click on that. It'll take you straight to Amazon so you can buy it from there.
All right, Dr. Shannon, we appreciate it again. Great comments. We all now know we can control our lives, and through your teachings, we'll figure out we can control our own universe. So when people go into our universe, one person, the billion can't, but that one person or three or four people, we can control that universe through your teachings. So I appreciate you coming by.
Well, that's basically the premise.
Yeah, we'll find more about it, going deeper into the book. So I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was the Photographic Memory Podcast. Take care, guys.